Tonight, have a couple of special guests with us tonight from North Carolina. We have Tony Arnold, who's with Campus Crusade for Christ. Good evening, Tony. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us tonight here on Raw Talk.
Good evening, yo.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, and I'm really excited to be with you tonight.
Well, I'm so excited that you could join us at kind of a short notice. I mean, I just came across this study early in the week, and I got to get someone on the show. And so thank you so much for being so gracious for joining us. Why don't you introduce yourself, tell everyone who you are and what you do?
Well, as you mentioned, I'm on the staff of Campus Crusade for Christ. I actually direct our media relations nationally for our campus ministry. I've been on staff for 32 years. And with our topic tonight, talking about 20-somethings, I have three kids who are in their 20s.
Oh, wow.
A couple of them still in college. So I actually know something very, it's close and near and dear to my heart, not just because it's people I work with, but I actually live with some.
Well, that certainly gives you firsthand experience, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
And when we were talking before, you said that this particular topic about why 20-somethings kind of drift away from their faith in the college years and whatnot is something that you've spoken on recently. Is that what you were saying earlier when we were talking?
Well, yes, I've had opportunity. This whole topic has really, I'd say, exploded, and there's a lot of research going on, secular studies regarding spirituality in higher education within the college and universities of America. UCLA has spearheaded that effort and has a multi-year survey going on. And so it's been a topic that, frankly, national media, networks, national publications, and lots of people have been interested in just what this means and how it affects college students specifically.
Well, when I was going to college, it was also a topic that I was very passionate about because of some of the personal experiences that I had, and we'll get into that here in just a moment. Also joining us from UNM, from the UNM chapter of Campus Crusade for Christ, we have Jared. Jared, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Why don't you introduce yourself a little bit for everyone so they can know who you are?
Cool. Well, my name is Jared Gonzalez. I'm a third-year student at UNM. I am studying journalism and mass communication with
nice.
In public relations, so pretty excited about that, getting into my higher level classes. So
that's when things get challenging.
Yeah, that's
I remember
right.
going through those very same classes. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and what do you do for the local Campus Crusade? How are you involved with them?
I am involved specifically with Destino, mm-hmm. which is one of the movements within Campus Crusade for Christ, so I'm helping lead that group as well. So that's how I'm involved. We have Destino, we have Athletes in Action, we have Greek
crew.
Encounter, Crew.
Right.
So.
And, of course, Campus Crusade isn't the only group that's there at UNM. When I was at UNM just a few years ago, I was involved with Navigators. I was one of the lay leaders for Navigators. I grew up around Navigators when I was in Colorado Springs, so that was a natural choice for me. And just in case anyone's wondering why we have all these Campus Crusade people on the show tonight, just the first name that popped into my head. Oh, I should get some people on from Campus Crusade. Not excluding any other of the ministries that go on college campuses. There's a lot of great ones out there, and I'm sure that'll come up later as we go through the show. 505-338-5790 if you have a question or opinion about why 20-somethings leave their faith, and specifically after being very spiritually active in high school. According to this Barna study that I came across, 61% of kids in their 20s, in the college years basically, are no longer active in their faith. They no longer participate in Bible studies, going to any sort of groups, participating in church, praying, anything along those lines. They have decided to just leave all that behind, despite being very active during the high school years. And that was the thing that caught my attention, that we have great youth groups all across the U.S., and yet such a huge number of kids, despite being involved with their youth groups, are moving on to other things or just moving on to nothing when they get into college.
Yeah,
and so the question is, why does this happen, and how can we prevent it from happening? We actually have Dave on the line. Dave, welcome to Raw Talk, and go ahead and share your opinion.
Actually, I think, first of all, my background is also with Campus Crusade for Christ. That's how I became a follower, if you will, back when I was in college at Westchester, Pennsylvania. I've since then joined the military. I'm involved with the military ministry, Campus Crusade for Christ, and the guy who actually discipled me, led me to Christ back 89, I think it was, now I support his ministry in Campus Crusade for Christ. But honestly, I think it's all come about because in 20-something, obviously, that's the high point of college years. And with so many things today that are just apathetic, things being allowed more and more in society, like not to be stereotypical, but homosexuality is becoming more and more liberal on different campuses, universities. You know, back when I was going through, it was like, oh, this is an epidemic now.
Right.
You know, it was just starting. Now it's just, you know, fully accepted as it's just the norm. Unfortunately, it's not, but there's these types of influences where there's not some type of college ministry that people are just drawn to. You know, they want to get involved in something. They want to be somebody. They want to feel important. They want to have self-esteem. And whatever they're going to be drawn to, whatever is the masses or whatever is most popular, that's what's going to happen. And unfortunately, if we do not have that stronghold or a cornerstone or foundation upon Christ, then we're going to be influenced by something else.
And what is it exactly about the college years, do you think, Dave, that has such a negative influence on kids once they leave high school?
I wouldn't say it's so negative. It's just, you know, I think when you're in high school, you're in a controlled environment, if you will, meaning that, you know, you're usually within one or two school districts or towns or something like that, where when you get exposed to college, you have everything at your fingertips. You're exposed to everything. You don't really have a sure direction.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that opinion, Dave, and we certainly appreciate him calling in. And Tony, why don't you share a little bit about what's on your heart so far as this goes? Why do you think so many 20-somethings end up leaving their faith after being so active in high school?
I think it highlights just the challenge of the college years. I often like to refer to the college campus is either a spiritual greenhouse or a spiritual graveyard. Lots of teenagers who have been involved in the church, when they go off to college, it's a break from the past. And especially those first few weeks are very critical because the connections they make, the friendships they make, oftentimes follow them throughout their college career and into their 20s. And if they've been active in church, and they make relationships, they make connections with people other than believers, then their lives will gradually reflect the beliefs and the morality in the lives of the people around them. So it's very, very critical in those first few weeks, first few months, that believers get plugged into groups like the Navigators or Campus Crusade, Destino, InterVarsity, and many of the other fine organizations on campus.
Now, when I came across this study, it was something that I always kind of felt to be true. You know, like I had an impression that it seemed like, you know, college was a tough environment after you've left high school. But when I read the Barna study and it said 61% end up leaving being spiritually active in their church and whatnot, that was actually very surprising to me. Jarrett, what's your impression of how this applies to UNM? I mean, do you get the impression that high schoolers are also facing that type of tough environment, and once they get there, they just don't know what to do, and it's very easy for them to fall away? Or how's your feel for how this reflects on UNM?
Well, I agree. I think it's a very critical time for, you know, that transition from high school to college, you know, because for a lot of students, in most situations, you know, you're under the supervision of your parents, and, you know, you go to church with them, and they're kind of that example for you to follow to go to church and to have that. So I think when you transition into college, it's like you're on your own, you're making your own decisions, and it's like, okay, which direction are you going to go? And the people that you come into contact with, the people that you surround yourself, you know, with, the friends you choose, I think really has a huge influence on where you're going to go in your faith, whether you're going to keep going to church, whether you're going to have that desire to find a Christian group on campus, or whether, you know, it just, I think it really has a huge impact on the type of friends that you associate yourself with or that you meet during those, like you said, the first week or first few months of college.
Now, when I went to college, and I had kind of a unique situation, I'm a military kid, So we traveled around a lot. I actually spent my first 2 years of college overseas doing kind of like correspondence courses that you did like in 6 weeks, and then I was traveling through Europe the rest of the time. Tough way to do your first 2 years of college. But then when I came to UNM, so I wasn't exactly a freshman, but, you know, first time in a real college environment and whatnot. For me, it wasn't so much the environment, you know, the friends, the people I was in contact with, because I was more of a loner anyway. But I tried to get involved with some of the campus ministries, and nothing really sparked there. And when I came across the study, my memory returned to that. And I was wondering, do you think, we'll start with you, Tony, do you think that campus outreaches are really doing enough? Do they really have a strong enough sense of urgency of how important it is, not just to have some sort of event that, you know, oh, if you're a Christian, come to our event and play volleyball and drink some Kool-Aid and it'll be really cool and you can hang out with other Christians. But do you think there's a strong enough sense of urgency that they really need to get these kids into a discipleship program, have Bible studies for them, really address them personally, you know, like what are you facing? Because for me, it wasn't the environment, it was the intellectual challenge. These professors saying the Bible isn't true. God doesn't exist. Here's the scientific evidence for it. And that was where I faced most of my challenges. So how do you think a campus organization can counter that, Tony?
I think a lot of it goes into being, to really understanding where students are today. You mentioned how you, early in college, you were traveling through Europe and overseas. You know, if you go to another country, you expect you're going to have to perhaps learn the language, learn the customs, of the people there. We are dealing now with an entirely new generation, the millennials, those who are coming of age here at the dawn of the 21st century. And they, while they share some similarities with some older generations, they are very different than Gen Xers, and we have to learn who they are and what they're like to be able to relate to them effectively. Now, I don't want to get too technical or abstract here, but I think there's recognizing where they are so that we can begin to relate to them with the felt needs in their own lives. And some students coming out of high school, involved in churches, that you get a wide range of backgrounds, some from very biblically-based church backgrounds to others where they just kind of showed up and they flowed through and it perhaps didn't have a whole lot of content with Scripture. So you have a wide variety as they come into college. Interesting survey statistic that I encountered earlier was that whereas more than 50% of high school seniors would say that they have attended services frequently, by the time they are juniors in college, fewer than 29% say they're doing so. And so you see in just a very short couple of years, a dramatic change. And so the question is, are we doing enough? I don't think we are. Mm-hmm. But we need to do the right things to focus on reaching people where they are, reaching the students where they are, and doing it in an environment. It's kind of like Jera there with Destino, doing it within the Latino or Hispanic culture, with others doing it within whatever group that they feel that most comfortable with, so that we're reaching them from the inside, that we're becoming insiders. So the challenge is for all of us involved in campus ministry to understand who it is that college students are, what they're thinking about, what's important to them, and to reach them where they are, not where their parents used to be.
Right. And we'll get to your opinion on this here in just a moment, Jera. Next, I want to go to Wayne. Wayne, you're on Raw Talk. What do you have to say about all this?
Well, I guess I have a few questions before I make my comment.
Sure,
first
go ahead.
Question. Whoops.
First question: are you okay?
Yeah, no, actually, when you're on hold here, you get to listen to 107.1, and so I have to keep my radio on, as you know.
Oh, okay.
So you like hear John MacArthur in your ear, and then all of a sudden it's like, go ahead.
Well, sorry to take you by surprise like that. I hope you didn't break anything permanently.
Oh, no, the radio fell, but, you know, it's a Sony. The Japanese radio seemed to take a licking. Well, anyway, I was going to just ask, you know, I attend a church that's basically it's located right in between TVI and UNM.
Uh-huh.
So it has a great location as far as appealing to the college student who wants to worship on a Sunday or go to a midweek service.
Uh-huh.
But the attendance, you know, I've been attending that church at Crossroads Calvary Chapel, and, you know, people just don't really know it's there, and it's a small Calvary Chapel, and it seems like there's a real need for good Bible-teaching, Jesus-worshipping churches down by the universities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just seems like a ground zero for opportunity, but I don't know. The church is moving, and we're kind of moving. You know, the leadership has prayed on it, and we're going to move to the Heights. You know, and it's going to be way up at Tramway and Indian School, and it makes me a little bit sad because I did attend that church now for the past 4 years, and there was never any excitement with college-age kids to go to that church. You know.
And why do you think that is?
You know, I don't know. I did. I was real concerned about it for a while, and I was trying to excite people to, you know, prayerfully consider some kind of way to invite people to come to the church in the university area. But, you know, I know that, you know, if it's not done in the Spirit, it could be a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But still, there was really no momentum to invite or appeal to that you know, group, to my knowledge. And it does make me sad because I feel like, you know, it's probably that neighborhood has lost a really good church because Pastor Gary Cowan I think he's a great pastor. I've never been to the City on the Hill Church, which is at the old Lobo Theater,
mm-hmm.
but it seems like there's some good momentum there again, and I don't know if these campus ministries are inviting people to attend that church, but I do think that when I went to college, and I've graduated from UNM 3 times now, so I've attended there a decade over the last 15 years.
You're a trooper.
Yeah, kind of. You know, and I have to say, honestly, that, you know, I never really had anybody, you know, intelligently invite me to a Christian worship service while I was a student, which mm-hmm. was unfortunate, you know, and of course I had my share of witnessing the kind of the extreme, you know, the brimstone and fire Christian who was just doing a quick message out in the courtyard.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah, that guy. And
yeah.
So, you know, I think it is a tough environment because you've got those two forces. You've got the really atheistic environment of state college, and then you've got, you know, just a small group of faithful that, you know, get beat up if they decide to stand up for their faith. I think the challenge lies in how you can creatively stand up for your faith inside of the classroom and speak in an eloquent manner so that it might stir something in the other classmates. I think that I've always felt like if there's one thing I felt like I did not hear in my classes was, you know, a faithful person who, you know, would find the right opportunity to speak eloquently of their faith relative to the teaching, you know?
Yeah, I did that a few times, and the only thing I stirred up was ire.
Yeah.
And anger and bad grades on occasion. And I came to the conclusion that perhaps the classroom wasn't the best place to attempt to minister because people aren't receptive to it in the classroom. And really, you know, all you do is, at least at UNM, I don't know if this is the case a lot, I just caused more division than I drew anyone to Christ. You know, it always turned into a fight, and that really isn't attractive to a whole lot of people. So I don't know if the classroom was the best place for that to happen. Thanks so much for calling in, Wayne. We appreciate it, man.
Oh, sure, thanks.
All right, you have a good evening.
You too.
Jared, we'll come to your take on all this. We're going to take a break here in just a moment. But what do you think about what Wayne had to say about how people were being invited to church and whatnot? I mean, how is Destino doing that? Are you guys, you know, actively trying to get people interested in actually coming somewhere beyond, you know, the Christian bubble per se? Or, you know, what's your take on what Wayne was saying there?
I think that's a very good point. I think how it is now, we pretty much just, it's more about fellowship and like studying the Bible and just kind of talking about our life situation. And we don't really, because there's a lot of people in our group that are kind of from different religions. We have some Catholics, we have some Baptists, you know, we have non-denominational. So it's, we kind of like don't really talk about necessarily like church because we all have our different churches and everything. So it's more about, like, fellowship and everything. So, but I think that's a great point. I think it's definitely good to encourage that, you know. And it's not that we don't encourage it. It's just that, you know, we don't want to focus on, like, you know, getting into, like, oh, different beliefs and things mm-hmm. like that for the, from the different denominations. We don't want it to turn into that. We just want to focus more on fellowship and, you know, having a source to be able to share your faith. So, but I think that's a great point that should probably be addressed, you know, encouraging people to definitely find a church that they're fit in with and can get involved with. And we do encourage that, definitely. But I think it's not really something that we discuss a lot just because we don't want to get into any
denominational differences right. that can cause division.
Right.
I hear you.
Because we don't want, you know, we don't want to push anybody away.
Right.
So we just kind of try to focus more on the fellowship and relationship.
Well, we'll continue with this conversation here in just a moment. We'll come back and chat with Tony some more about his take on all this, and we'll start talking a little bit more about what can we do to prevent this from happening. And we'll also ask, are youth groups doing enough? Are youth groups really putting in the right kind of effort for high schoolers to properly prepare them for college? So we'll look at those on the other side of this break. You're listening to Raw Talk here on M88. Casting out the net to find the Christians that are coming to you know, colleges. And you can talk a little bit about that, collegewalk.com, you know, like a source for college students to go. Because that was actually one of the things that I encounter is, like, sometimes campuses are so huge you don't really know where to go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll look at that. We'll look at the youth group angle, and then we'll start talking a little bit about what can we do to keep this from happening. So how's that sound? All right. Thanks again, Tony. I'm going to put you back on hold, and we'll get back to the show here in just a moment. Doing all right?
Doing good.
All right, cool.
How long is the break?
It's a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. So did you have fun at the M88 prom?
I did. I had a lot of fun.
I don't know if you guys want to bring it up, but something kind of unique for Campus Crusade is the freshman survival packs. And that's something that we gave out, like, at the beginning of the semester, is like, a, you know, the bag with all the kind of stuff. And that's kind of the outreach to the new incoming freshmen. I don't know if you guys want to touch on that.
Good call.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, how we definitely emphasize the freshmen. And
yeah, but it seemed like we were kind of, like, emphasizing the freshmen as, like, new group leaders, rather than focusing on, hey, they're freshmen, they need to be accepted and plugged in somewhere. So. Good job, guys. Keep it going.
We go Madrid.
Madrizzle.
So when do you graduate? Do you have a graduation date yet?
I think probably May 08.
Really? Cool.
So
that's not bad at all. You're listening to Rot Talk here on M88. That was Jared talking in the background as we were coming out of break. Just kidding. You're fine. Hey, we're talking about 20-somethings, college students, walking away from their faith, even after being active as a Christian in high school. According to a new Barna study, over 61% of 20-somethings are no longer active in their Christian walk once they hit the college years, despite being very involved with youth group activities, going to church as a teenager and whatnot. And we have Tony Arnold from Campus Crusade. He's their national media relations director guy person. And we also have Jara from Campus Crusade here at UNM. Now, Tony, before we went into break, we're going to talk a little bit about our campus ministries really doing enough to cast out that net and draw in these freshmen, these high schoolers who are coming out of that, you know, youth group environment and going into college. And like we said, oh, it's a whole new world wide open. They got all this freedom, all these decisions to make, and so on and so forth. And before we get to you, Tony, real quick, the phone number, 505-338-5790. If you got an opinion, if you got a question about this particular topic, we'd more than love to hear from you. 505-338-5790. What do you think? Why do 20-somethings leave their Christian faith, and how can we keep it from happening? So, Tony, what do you think? Are campus ministries really doing what's necessary, not just to engage the students that they already have involved, but to, you know, find those Christians who are coming in all wide-eyed and bewildered, and where do I go from here?
That's the challenge. The challenge is to reach those students, the new students, and actually, I think one of the best ways to do that is to cast a very wide net, to really focus on reaching every student, to be very clear with the gospel, to communicate it in a sensitive and relevant way, being upfront about it, so that it, in an attractive way, winsome, so that whoever hears, they understand very clearly what a campus ministry is standing for in terms of what it means to have a personal relationship with God through Jesus. And I think as we begin at that point, then it really becomes a rallying point for students who are spiritually sensitive, believers as they come out of high school, starting college. If they've had a grounding, then they will be, their antenna will be alert to hear that kind of a message, to get involved with that kind of a campus ministry at whatever school they attend. There are a couple other things that I think are really important that youth leaders, parents, ministers can do to help prepare their graduating seniors when they're making those campus visits in their senior year of high school, when they go to campuses, to help them to look up or connect with campus ministries at a UNM or whatever school they're visiting. And one good way that I think is a kind of a one-stop shopping on the web is at a website, www.collegewalk.com, collegewalk.com, and that's actually a cooperative site hosted by Campus Crusade. It has links with the Navigators, InterVarsity, FCA, a number of denominational ministries, and it on that site, there's a ministry locator, so if you're looking at UNM or whatever school, you can go on that site, look up in the ministry locator, and be connected and come up with perhaps a name or multiple names and phone numbers and email addresses on any campus and find out what's happening in terms of Christian activities on those campus to go ahead and plug those students into when they get to prepare them so that when they get to campus, they'll have somebody to look out for.
How long has that website been up and running? Do you know, Tony?
We've had it up and running for a couple of years now.
Okay.
And especially at this time of the year, it gets a lot of hits. Also on that site, it's got some fun things, too. You know, it's like an article on the Freshman 15, the dread 15 pounds that freshmen often pick up eating dorm food. There's an article that, how about a recipe for basic laundry that moms who are, or shall I say, worried moms, concerned that their kids are ever going to have clean clothes without coming home, they can find out all kinds of good stuff.
I could have used that because my clothes turned pink when I was in college, so I definitely could have used help with the laundry thing.
Yeah. So anyway, it's got a lot of very effective resources helpful, but it's that ministry locator that I think can be really key, that can be used to connect students with lots of different campus ministries all over the country.
All right, Tony, I want to get a bit more specific with you and with Jared here in just a moment about, you know, specific ways we can cast that net wide. But first, we have Pastor Milling on the line. Pastor Milling, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Hey, this is Patrick Milling. I'm a truck driver. I'm 28. I've already graduated college. Now, on the in reference to everybody falling away from, most people falling away from their faith in my age and colleges, mm-hmm. A lot of the colleges have parties and they don't have any church-related or faith-related programs. So a lot of the students are introduced into drugs for the first time, or however many times they have been introduced, a lot of intercourse and a lot of sin. And basically the temptation of the flesh takes over and they lose sight of the path they're supposed to live. And that's why a lot of them are falling away.
Uh-huh. Have you experienced that, you know, firsthand? Have you seen that happen in your experience, Pastor Milling?
I fell into it for a little while, and then, you know, I fell into it until I was about 24, and then I was already a truck driver at this point. And, you know, there was a bad accident, single-car accident up in Virginia, and I was headed the opposite way. And the two boys in the car, the two boys and the girl in the car had been drinking. And the younger of the two boys died in my arms at the scene, which is what brought me back.
Wow.
And it stopped me from drinking altogether.
That's awesome. That is an awesome testimony.
And it brought me back to the faith. And I haven't touched a drop of alcohol ever since. I haven't touched a single drug ever since. And, you know, I've been preaching about the word ever since. You know, I've been trying to get into a seminary to become a pastor. But, you know, right now I'm unsure of what his calling for me is.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your opinion.
And there is a new program that we're running out here on the road. There's two agencies called Truck Stop Ministries and Transport for Christ.
Uh-huh.
And what we're doing is we're converting these van trailers, which haul dry goods, into like chapels, but we totally gut them and rebuilt them.
Right.
So now we're ministering to the truck drivers of America. We have several across the country, and depending on where the bigger need is, we transplant them from place to place to spread the word to the truck driving industry.
Well, that's very cool.
In fact, I got one here in Albuquerque right now, but I got to take it out to San Diego.
Well, San Diego's a nice place to go if you got to go someplace.
Right. Well, and we're planning on putting one out here at the Albuquerque TA off of exit 159 here off of I-40, but right now we're building it right now.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and drive safely, all right?
Always.
All right. Thanks a lot. Tony, coming back to you and Jarrah about, you know, this idea of casting the net wide and, you know, being very clear with your message to draw on these students. How specifically can we do that? I'll go to you, Tony, first, and then Jarrah will ask about how Destino is doing that. And then second of all, just to follow up on that, how can you do that in such a hostile environment where it can be very intimidating to be very clear about your beliefs? And so how can we overcome that challenge of getting the word out to college students about the ministries that they can join?
I think part of it is just that, being very clear. Earlier you were asking a question, and really it's, are we doing enough, or do we really believe? And I think part of it is the question of, is Jesus really God?
Mm-hmm.
Is he really the only way to know God personally? And if that is true, then the urgency and the significance of what it means to have a relationship with him can really grip our hearts and our souls. And then we have to say, okay, am I speaking in the language of the person that's listening to me? Or am I listening to this person so that I know what their language is? How are we connecting? What's our common ground? And college students are faced with so many different issues, issues of life and relationships and career and future, and they've gone through so much already that we have just an enormous number of touch points that we can relate to, whether it's studies, whether it's family relationships, whether it's finding a special one that you want to settle down for the rest of your life with, or just any one of different issues. Like the caller mentioned, drinking or whatever it is. These are points that Jesus speaks to, and that we can carry on his message, and learning to speak in the language of the people around us, we can be very direct.
Jarrett, what is Destino and Campus Crusade doing at UNM specifically to cast out that net and draw people in? I remember one encounter I had at UNM almost made me be ashamed to call myself a Christian. We were walking back past the sub, going back to my dorms, and there are these three dudes standing around in the evening. And I was walking by, and, you know, they're all huddled together talking with each other, and they see us, me and my friend, we just got done playing racquetball. And they came up to us, and the guy handed me this thing. Hey, man, I know Jesus Christ can be your Lord and Savior. I didn't even catch everything that he said. Handed me this track, and then quickly went back over to his group. And I'm holding this thing, and I'm looking at him, and he didn't barely talk to me at all. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, this is what Christians are doing on UNM? Well, no wonder it's such a dark campus if we're so concerned about huddling together and, oh, there's someone, quick, dude. Okay, bye. Is it still like that? Hopefully not.
I don't think so. I've never experienced anything like that. But as Steve brought up earlier, one cool thing that we do, it's called we put together freshman survival packs, which are it has a laundry bag and a Bible and a few books and CDs and stuff, DVDs for them to check out and stuff. And I remember getting one as a freshman myself, and they have different ones for the different movements, and I got a Destino one. And so I remember, like, listening to the CD, like, checking out the books and stuff, and it was pretty cool. And then I had that name Destino in the back of my mind, and I always wondered about it. So then when I saw a flyer about it one time, they were having, like, a luncheon. They're having some pizza and everything. So that helped me to that's what kind of attracted me to them. You know,
pizza attracted you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. The pizza, of course, is always a plus.
Pizza on a college campus is like honey to flies.
But that freshman survival pack was the seed kind of that
drew you in?
Drew me in and everything. So so that's one cool thing that we do. And just, like, having different events on campus. You know, it's hard because there's so many different people, you know, they have different situations and everything. So it's hard to know how to draw them in and attract them to the group.
And that's what we need to solve.
Exactly.
That's why we're here talking about it.
So I think it's about, like, finding where people are at, you know, taking in, like Tony said, the demographics of this generation and, you know, the statistics, and just trying to figure out how we can draw students in.
We have Felicia on the line. Felicia, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say about this particular topic?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you, Felicia?
Good. I just have a comment about tonight's, what you guys are talking about. I'm only a freshman this year in high school, and I have some friends from my church, and they are actually freshmen in college now, and I have two friends that are sophomores this year in college, and they really like it, but they both had actually came in town probably about in late June, and they stayed for about 2 weeks, and we got to hang out and talk about just all kinds of different things that was going on, and she was just telling me that she feels like she's losing her faith a little bit because of just all the peer pressure that goes on at her college. And you were kind of like you were talking about with the track you had said that you were talking about. And she was just she was starting to cry because she was just like, you know, I can't be doing this. I love God so much, and I don't know what to do. So
yeah.
But she was like, you know, I'm going to try really hard to see if, you know, and she said, I know he loves me, and I know, you know, I just know all these kinds of things about him, and she's a really godly person, and she's just so into the Lord, and it's awesome, too, because I'm always going to her and asking her questions, you know, like, what should I do about this situation or whatever. And she was just telling me, you know, one day she told me, I don't know. I don't come to me. You need to go to the Lord for that. Hmm. And I said, okay, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah, I just thought I should call in because I know that.
Well, thank you very much for calling in, Felicia, and I've had some similar experiences with that as well. And you also bring to mind something that might be helpful is college students were willing to take time to actually help prepare high school students and say, hey, this is what I'm encountering, this is what you got to be prepared for, and kind of do a little mentoring that way might be very useful. So, Felicia, learn from your college friends. All right?
I am.
Pay attention to what's going on with them so you'll be better prepared, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks so much for calling in, Felicia. And now we have Stephanie on the line. Stephanie, welcome to Raw Talk. What do you have to say?
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to make a comment about 20-somethings and college ministries.
Yeah.
I'm one of those 20-somethings, and I think that one of the things that really keeps me from getting really into another ministry is that you're really stuck in between somewhere. When you graduate high school, you just left that youth group. Mm-hmm. That you absolutely loved and were totally plugged into, and you go into this college, you're not a youth anymore, but you're not, like, in the church technically, you know. It would be really weird to go to, like, an adult Bible study. So I think that the church kind of usually does a pretty poor job of following you, doesn't say, this is, you know, these are some campus ministries, this is when they meet, you know, try to jump in. They just sort of leave you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a strange thing to jump right out of high school and be like, well, now what?
Right. Well, and I hear you. I've a lot of friends that I have who went to college felt the exact same way. So hopefully, you know, you'll get some good information tonight and some places that you can get plugged in so that you don't have to feel like you are going to wander away from the Lord.
Yeah, definitely a hard transition, but I think it was better follow-up. A lot of kids would be doing a lot better. Wouldn't be so much of a problem with leaving the faith kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, Stephanie. Well, we'll pray for you, and you know what? You can do it. You can make it through college, so don't get too freaked out, all right?
Yeah.
God's with you all the way. Thanks for calling in, Stephanie.
Thanks.
All right. What do you think, Tony? What do you think about what Stephanie just had to say about, you know, the whole issue of follow-up? Because I know, like we've been saying, you know, with the freshman thing, there's a lot of initial contact, you know, that first week, you know, all the campus ministries, all the clubs doing their little thing, blah, 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 blah. And then after that, you know, what happens? Is there better ways that campus ministries could follow up on some of the contacts that they make other than, like, dorm-to-dorm visits, which, you know, I know a lot of ministries do. But again, it's one of those things I question, how effective is that really? What do you think?
Well, I think there's a real need to do as much as we can. You know, Stephanie and Felicia were both highlighting that there are college students there who have a desire to walk with Christ, and there are many other students. I was noticing in the Barna study that most 20-somethings still describe themselves as deeply spiritual.
Yeah,
I know
that.
In the UCLA study, 4 out of 5 students were interested in spirituality. 3 out of 4 students were searching for meaning and purpose in life. And as many as 4 out of 5 students talk about religion and spirituality with their peers. So there is an interest there. There's a draw there. And it's an opportunity for us to engage students to engage them where they are and answer their questions where they are. A lot of times nowadays, you know, Jera mentioned the freshman survival kit. Over the last decade, we've handed out 1.3 million of those kits.
Wow.
At colleges all across America. And each kit, we estimate each kit gets into the hands of 2 to 4 students. Because they may have a Bible in them. They probably have a DVD or a video, a music tape, a book, websites, things like that. And speaking of the web is an incredibly effective way now of beginning to connect. Even sites like Facebook and MySpace there are ministry connections being made that for an old guy like me, it sounds and feels a little strange, and yet it's happening. Another website, everystudent.com, it deals with many different issues, and it's while it's overtly Christian, it's not obnoxiously Christian, and it comes across in a very interactive and safe place for somebody who has, for the typical college student who has questions about life and God and doesn't know where to go.
Well, you know, it seems like the college years, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jarrah or Tony, it seems like it would be such a fertile field for growth in Christianity. I mean, you know, in my experiences in college, you're being challenged, you know, when you're going to your biology and geology and astronomy class, all these science classes are challenging what you believe. And for me, it wasn't so much a discouragement as like, oh, wow, never thought of that before. Why do I believe what I believe about the Bible? I'm going to find out why I believe what I believe. And it just seems like it's such a fertile place. And like you said, there's so much interest according to these studies and spiritual things. You got all these Bible classes, religion classes, all this other type of stuff. And let's be very clear. There's a high level of spiritual interest on college campuses. It just seems like interest in Christianity is not there at all, even after they've been involved with Christianity in their high schools. And so I just find it so interesting that it's so spiritually fertile, and yet Christianity seems to be withering on college campuses. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, what I want to do is we'll talk more specifically, what can we do to prevent this from happening? You know, how can we really keep these kids from slipping away and withering as Christians when they reach college? So we'll come back to that and wrap things up here on Raw Talk on M88. And welcome back to Ron Talk here on M88. I'm your host, Yo. Talking tonight, why do 20-somethings leave their Christian faith once they enter the college years? According to a recent Barna study, it happens to 61% of 20-somethings. They walk away from their faith. They no longer participate in church, in groups, and Bible reading, Bible study, praying, any of that. Just falls to the wayside when they reach their 20-somethings. And it's a trend that goes into the years ahead as well, and something that lasts into their 30s and 40s and whatnot before sometimes having kids and, you know, the maturities of life sometimes brings them back, but not always. Going into the break, we were talking about how can we prevent this from happening. In the Barna study, it made some pretty strong statements. One of the things that the guy who did this study, I think his name was David Kinnanim. I can't pronounce his last name. I even talked to him, and so I still can't pronounce it. But he said, much of the ministry to teenagers in America needs an overhaul. This is a direct quote. Because so much of those efforts are not creating a sustainable faith beyond high school. And he suggests that youth ministries fail too often at discipleship and faith formation. That's a direct quote from this study from the George Barna Institute. And I thought that was a pretty strong statement. And actually, and Tony and Jarrah, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of this, I thought, also could apply to college ministries, that they are too often failing at discipleship and faith formation, at creating a sustainable faith that you can have through the college years. What do you think, Tony, about what they said in that study, and how do you think we can specifically prevent this from happening?
I think one element of the study is when they're speaking of teenagers, I think they use the figure of 24 million teenagers, and a very relatively high percentage of them having been involved at least for a few months during their high school years, actively involved in a church.
Right.
Now, that's actually, even though it's only a few months, it's still a significant number. And so the question is what are you doing with those high school students when you have them for only a few months, and really challenging them and really helping them to deal directly and personally with the big issues of life, with the issues of their own personal faith, so that for those who have come from Christian homes or church-going homes, that it's not their parents' faith, it's their own personal faith.
Because God doesn't have grandchildren.
I'm sorry?
Because God doesn't have grandchildren. You have to have your own personal faith.
Exactly. And so I think that's a very critical need. In college, we see, there are about 17 million college students, and that takes them all the way from freshman up through the professional student like we talked to on the phone who's been there 10 years and getting his second or third or maybe only his first degree. But still, there's in the college level, it's an issue of really helping these students to develop critical thinking about who they are and about their faith in a way that they can relate it to others persuasively and effectively, and so that unapologetically they can stand for a biblical faith no matter what the environment is like. And at the same time, that as they take their stand, they're reaching out to the people around them, building bridges, connections with them, and helping those folks come to faith themselves.
Now, Jared, what about at UNM? You know, you talked about you guys do fellowship and whatnot. What specifically are you doing in the fellowship you have at Destino and that you see in Campus Crusade and whatnot is helping to build sustainable faith through the college years, that is helping to build a discipleship relationship with Jesus, not just an extension of, oh, my parents always went to church every Sunday, and so that's what I did.
I think we just really try to get to the core and, like, figure out where people are at, and it's not like, okay, we're reading Ephesians chapter 3, blah, blah, blah. You know, and we like to really try to get to the core, okay, so what's going on in your life? You know, what are you struggling with right now? And we have discussions, like at each Bible study about, you know, something that's going good that we can praise God about that's going on in their life, and something that's going not so good that, you know, we can pray about and everything. So in terms of that, that's what we do, like, at our Bible studies and everything we also talked about. I think this semester we're going to read A Purpose-Driven Life, just to kind of have something that that our students can take home, like, other than the Bible, just to kind of...
Now, let me just ask, purpose-driven life, this is not a knock against that, but how relatable do you think that really is to college students? I mean, granted, it was a, huge hit and millions is sold. Are you picking it because it's so popular, or are you picking it because you really think it will have an influence and an impact on college students specifically?
Well, we just kind of, it's not like set in stone. We just kind of talked about it at the meeting that we've only had one meeting so far this semester. But just because when we had our first meeting, we talked about what people are going through. And, like, a common thing that all of the students had was that we are just trying to have a purpose, mm-hmm. And we all kind of had that same goal that we're struggling in our faith and everything, just to kind of keep it strong. So that was one thing that we kind of agreed that we'd like to read. And and also one thing that we wanted to do this semester also in terms of getting people involved and letting them know about us was we're just going to try to get more involved with events going on campus, you know, mm-hmm. so people know that we are there. Because, like some of the girls that called in said, you know, they don't know about college ministries. They don't know that they're out there. So one of our goals this year is definitely just to get out there, you know, to set up tables at events, you know, that are going on campus, and just to let people know that we're out there. And
that's definitely, I think, at least from my experience when I was there, one of the biggest needs was advertisement.
Right.
You know, I don't know if Christians dislike that term advertising, but at least at UNM when I was there, there's a severe lack of advertising. In order for me to get involved in it, like I said, I eventually got involved with the Navigators, and I was motivated to do that because I grew up around Navigators when I was growing up. So I sought them out. But if I hadn't, put effort into it, I never would have found a Christian group to get involved
exactly.
with. So advertising definitely, I think, is a strong need. Tony, we're going to wrap things up. What would you like to leave everyone with for your final thought and statement about this whole issue of 20-somethings leaving their faith?
Well, I'd say let's help those 20-somethings get connected. And if they're in college, go to collegewalk.com, click on the ministry locator, and you've got eight or nine different campus ministries represented there and can help you find someone to connect with on campuses all over the country.
And what about you, Jared? What would you like to say as a closing thought for this whole topic? Any thoughts of encouragement or whatnot?
Well, I would just encourage the college students out there who are searching for college ministries to look us up. We're a student organization on campus. Each of the movements are a student organization on campus, so they can even go to thecrew.org, Destino. We all have websites and everything, so, or even look us up on the student activities page, because like I said, we're a student organization. So we're going to be more involved on campus, so keep an eye out for us and get involved.
Yes.
Come check us out for sure.
Involvement is certainly key. And just to wrap things up, let me encourage everyone by saying number one thing that I think is necessary in college, know why you believe what you believe. Don't know why the pastor believes what they believe. Don't know why your parents believe what they believe. Know why you believe what you believe. The number one thing that carried me through college, and you know, I'm not saying this to puff myself up or anything, but I went through college and I didn't have any of that backsliding time that's so common in a lot of people's testimonies. Oh, I was active in high school, I got to college, and I backslid, but then I came back to the Lord. That was not a part of my testimony. I believe that a lot of the reason why is because I knew what I believed and why I believed it, and when I didn't know why I believed it, I went and found out why I believed what I believed. When I was being challenged by professors, when I was being challenged by other students, I don't know why I believe that. Instead of freaking out, oh man, my faith is a sham, I went and found out exactly why that was a belief of mine. So I can't emphasize that enough. You know why you believe what you believe as a Christian. Know why you believe the Bible. Know why you believe Jesus Christ died on a cross, rose from the grave, and is the only way for people to find salvation in heaven. Know why you believe that, and not just as something that you quote off of a verse every now and then. Because you know what? If you're trying to sustain your college years off of someone else's faith, you are going to get to that crisis point where you're going to say, I don't know if this is the real thing anymore. So that's what I would leave you with. And if you have more questions about this, if you want some more encouragement, if you need some contacts, if you need some help transferring from high school to the college life, don't hesitate to contact us here at M88. We have a links page on our website where you can find local ministries, youth groups, and college groups that you can get hooked up with. And so we're definitely here to help. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Tony. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Yo.
And thank you very much, Jared. We appreciate you spending some time
with us
tonight as well.
Me.
And thank you for tuning in and listening to Raw Talk, sharing your thoughts and your opinions, calling in. We certainly appreciate that, and we'll see you all again next week here on Raw Talk from M88.